Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Underwear, armpit hair, many imitators, but no one compares.
Badass Women's Hour XL with Harriet Minter, Natalie Campbell, and Emma Sexton on Talk Radio.
One, two, three, four!
Welcome to the Badass Women's Hour Extra Bits, a little gift to you podcast subscribers. This week, we've got Mika Simmons from the Happy Vagina podcast talking, yes, all things happy vaginas.
We, as you know, on this show, we do love to talk about vaginas. Yes. At least once a week.
Yeah.
And our next guest loves to talk about them even more than we do, because the amazing Mika Simmons is the founder of the Lady Galton Foundation, an incredible organisation that raises huge amounts of money for research into gynecological cancers. And she's also the host of The Happy Vagina, a new podcast showcasing honest, uplifting, amazing stories from brilliant women. When I said that, Mika, she's also the host of The Happy Vagina, which sounds like, quite frankly, the best bar in town.
It's definitely the best podcast in town. I'll say that.
Mika, we've had you on the show before, so we know your story, but for anyone who doesn't, let's start back at the beginning. How did you come to be so involved in gynecological cancer?
Well, my mother, very sadly, was diagnosed with ovarian cancer when she was 54 years old. And I was 26 at the time. And she was stage four and she died 9 months later. So it's all stemmed from a deep-rooted tragedy in my life. And for quite a while, I wanted to do something to raise awareness around it. Because my mum was... She was this really amazing woman who... She was part of the second wave of feminism. She was a leader within it. We had workshops for women in my home. We had vagina examining workshops in my home, my family home.
Amazing.
I mean, you know, not all the time, but like, you know, she was a real trailblazer, my mum. So the fact that she didn't know, oh, I feel very emotional about it. The fact that she didn't know the symptoms. I mean, actually then she went to the doctors and the doctor said to her that it was probably fibroids because she was of an age when menopause would have meant that the fibroids were more likely. So off... She and I went on a break together, and by the time we got back, she was so distended in her stomach. She was so unwell and could hardly walk up the hill. And so, you know, a few years later, just completely serendipitously, my next-door neighbour in the house that I live in London turned out to be a cancer doctor, Dr. Susanna Banerjee, who does research into medications for gynecological cancers. And we've been funding work that she's been doing for the last 5 years.
I mean, I just think that's one of those moments when it must have happened where you kind of found this out and you were like, it's like you've been sent.
Well, she is. When I first met her, she's a really amazing woman. Mm. She was actually just finishing her PhD into breast cancer, and Avon was sponsoring her. That, I mean, which I know to people that don't understand what that means, that means that she's kind of a big deal. Do you know what I mean? And she was part of the, as far as I understand it, she was part of the team that was investigating one of the tamoxifen, which is one of the breast cancer drugs that's now used quite commonly, I think. And so that was her focus, but we were on the stairs and I told her, just outside our flats, and I told her that my mum had sadly died of ovarian cancer, and she just said to me, that's what I want to dedicate my life to, is changing that particular cancer, because it is known as the silent killer. It's just the symptoms weren't... I mean, it's getting better. It really is getting better, but particularly back then, the symptoms were really not known and there wasn't enough research into it. And part, you know... Some of the reasons that there wasn't a lot of research is because, by you know, the statistics, around 7,000 women were being diagnosed with ovarian cancer, which it's still completely tragic, but not anywhere near the amount of breast cancer diagnoses. So you get pushed to the back of the queue. And then also, potentially, other cancers seem more important. So, yeah.
I mean, it's so ridiculous, isn't it, that we talk about some cancers being more important or less important when... Mm. Ultimately, it comes down to the same thing.
Well, I'm in this really funny, like, I don't want to... I'm going to say it. Yeah. I think that there was more focus on male cancers for quite a long time.
Really?
I'm really not into, like, blaming the patriarchy. Yeah. I've got a real thing at the moment about staying positive. And one of the things about the Happy Vagina podcast, one of the reasons I've done it, is to be really kind of open and fun. I feel really excited about what's going on in the women's movement at the moment, especially having grown up as I did. For me, it's really, I'm really relishing it and I'm excited by it, but I also don't like it when it comes from an angry place.
Yeah.
And I think, so, but I do think potentially when there were a lot of male doctors heading up the cancer research, I mean, wouldn't you put cancers that affected you before, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So Lady Garden obviously has been really championing, changing the way that we talk about cancers, but also women's bodies. And the podcast really is It's an add-on for me, and trying to reach more people, you know, and not ask for anything. Like, you know, with a charity, there is always a kind of, you know, you're always asking people to come and support or to raise money for you. And of course, it's really important with the podcast. I'm just like, I'm going to do this for you and give it back to you. And hopefully, you know, it is about women's health, but it's also about mental health, because what we're doing is we're talking about everything that you don't talk about. I was listening on the way over here, and you were talking about there not being enough information about women's health out there, and potentially to a certain extent that really has changed. It is changing, and it has changed. But even though there's so much information, we still don't talk. We don't really
do you not
talk.
Think we do.
You do. Oh my god, that's like so rude. I don't mean you talk like. But I mean, women like you do. But the point for me about the podcast, and part of the reason that I've made it light and fun, is so that women who... No, I don't think a lot of women do. I think the majority of the general public, and this could be an assumption on my part, but my family, we struggle to talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
We really struggle to talk to each other. I've got a big extended Irish working class family, and I can tell you right now that there isn't... I don't chat to my cousins about my health or
your vagina.
No, and I
do feel there's something about women in terms of, I think it's better now, but I do for a long time not talking about that with other girlfriends. Like, it would be very rare to have those conversations, and I feel like I have more of those now, especially like this show, but probably some friends that I have now in my life. We're just, you know, very open about discussions. But I think you're right. It's still... For some reason, I don't know, but then I don't know if guys have conversations about their genitalia.
I don't think it does, not when it comes to the details or the shame stuff.
Yeah.
No, they might have the bravado, which I think is for each other, really. I mean, a lot of the things that we talk about on the podcast when it comes up and is appropriate is actually sort of saying that this is about men too. Meg Matthews and Anais Gallagher were on the last but one episode, and Anais was talking about that a lot, and she's obviously 21, and she was saying that she's watched, because she's so cool. Like, her outlook on sex and bodies is very, really? Very grounded. Very grounded.
Is that a sign of the new... If she's 21, do you think it's that generation of women coming through, or just different? Or do you think it was her
lifestyle?
I think I get the impression that that Meg's raised her that way, and Noel and Meg are both very open. Mm. But she fronted our Lady Garden campaign, the first one, when she was 15 or 16, and I thought it was cute to ask everyone what their nickname was for their vagina. And Anais just turned around and went, vagina? I think I might not be getting this. Oh dear. incoming. But you know, I think that she talked a lot about, and it was really interesting for me, because obviously when I was at school, the boys were really shut down, but we all were. I mean, that was a different generation, a different decade. But Anais is of now, and she was saying that she's watched her male friends pretend they had to have sex. They've had sex when they haven't had sex, and all, you know, and all the same stuff that we go through. I do think that it's true for men and women.
I do think there's something else in this, though, to your point. men, when they go to the bathroom together,
they see their bits
all the time. We go into a cubicle and we're hidden.
You've got to be very, very bendy if you want to actually have a good look.
No, but generally, so in terms of men talking about their genitals, they see each other's pretty much every time they go to the bathroom.
Yeah, changing rooms.
Yeah. Whereas women, we're kind of sort of tucked away. And so I think they do, even if it's a bit of bravado, there's more of a visibility. Mm-hmm. Whereas we don't have that. Our vaginas are very much hidden and put in cubicle boxes. Harriet, you're side-eyeing me.
I'm not side-eyeing you. I'm just going to say that we're going to take a little break.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Thank you for listening to Badass Women's Hour. You can hear us every Saturday on Talk Radio from 7 p.m. for a full 3 hours, yes, 3 hours, of opinion, debate and general setting the world to rights. Now, let's get back to our guest. Do your friends, your male and female friends, have they treated you differently? So personally, a few years ago, I've talked about this on the show before, I got involved in running a course which was all about helping women have better sex lives. And part of that was about helping them get to know their vaginas better. And then I started talking about it with all my friends, and they all think I'm completely bonkers. And sometimes they're like, at dinner parties, they'll be like, Harriet, roll out the vagina story, like for comedy.
because it is unique, Harriet.
But there's like, people think it's really strange. Do you have that as well? Have you found people like...
I mean, first of all, is the course still going on? And how do I sign up for it?
You would have a great time. I really love it.
She needs to tell you off air what you need to do on the course.
You need a mirror. That's all
we're
saying.
Me could be fine. This is like day one stuff for her. No problem.
I mean, I haven't ever... We talked actually. Natalie was on, we had a great episode with Natalie and June Sarpong, and we were talking about that it used to be very normal to do, you know, that women in the olden times, back when, you know, before there was real electricity, used to look at themselves all the time, and it was completely normal.
Mirror beside the bed.
Yeah.
Bedside table.
Really?
Yeah. It's not something that I feel I need to do, but I did just see something recently that was saying that one of the most common things that women say when they go for their smear test to their doctor is, I'm sorry, you have to look at it. And going back to Natalie's point about, you know, the fact that men get to actually just see each other all the time and it normalises it. I think, you know, I think vaginas are beautiful, but I also think they're weird. They're a weird thing when everything else is smooth on our body. So it's kind of like, I get it, why the thought process goes negative, but it's also from a really, you know, it's like sometimes you just have to tell the thoughts in your head to really shut up, like the negative thoughts that you have about yourself, because I think our esteem around sex and bodies is so low that most of us, I would say, at some point in the day, have a thought about ourselves, whether it be about what our vagina looks like or what our body looks like as women, that it's a really negative thought and you don't even know where it's come from. You don't notice it. This morning I thought to myself, I can't go out the house without makeup on. I'm like, what are you talking about? Go to the shops in your dressing gown if you want to. Like, you know.
Yeah, but I think that's, we just don't see them, do we? And I feel like Instagram's been great. I follow a couple of Instagram accounts, and they're all about celebrating the vagina, like the Vagina Museum, for instance. And it's, you know, we don't see them. You know, when do we first really see another woman's vagina? It's probably pornography, you know, and they all look a certain way, don't they? Yeah. So, you know, we're not seeing different body types even, you know, so it's, until we start seeing that range of body types and range of genitalia, then, you know, I think it's very easy for people to go, well, is mine normal?
So, a few years ago, there was an artist called Georgia O'Keeffe. Do you know Georgia O'Keeffe? So she is an artist from the kind of 70s, I think was her sort of highlight. And she has a series of paintings of flowers. And I put flowers in quotes because these paintings do not look like flowers. They look like close-ups of vaginas.
They're amazing, aren't they?
They are.
I know them.
So beautiful. Mm. The most beautiful thing we've ever seen. Anyway, Tate Modern had a retrospective of her work, and I went round it, and she, for her whole career, said, absolutely not, that is not what I'm painting, I'm absolutely painting flowers. I'm not painting vaginas, I'm painting flowers. And there was this woman sat in front of one of these huge paintings, and she must have been in her kind of 60s or 70s, and she was sat on one of those kind of walking sticks that pull out into a little chair. And she was sat in it, and she was looking at this painting kind of quizzically, and then she said at the top of her voice, well, of course it's a vagina, and I should know, I've seen enough of them. And I thought, how wonderful that here is this woman who's like, well, just wants to celebrate the sheer joy of it. And yet actually for the artist herself, almost it was this horror that somebody had associated the two things. And
I wonder what her success would have been as an artist if she'd have said that they were paintings of vaginas and not
was
flowers.
It horror, or was she like, do you know what? I want to be in galleries in X amount of time. So let me just say they're flowers because everyone's just going to get down with it. And then when I'm gone, they'll figure out what it is and we're all good.
But can I just say, though, Harriet, please tell me you asked a woman how come she's seen so many vaginas. Please tell me.
I'm so sad. She was such a great character. And you know when somebody says something, you're like, I just want to be friends with you so much.
I mean, I would have had to. I'd have been like, dude, what? Tell me all the story. Are you a gynae? Did you do the smears? Are you a lesbian? Yeah. What's the story?
I mean, all of the above, I think. I don't know. when you're narrowing this podcast, Happy Vagina, what do you ask women to talk about on that?
So we just finished the first season and we're just sort of gearing up for season two. In the first season, I tried to keep each episode quite specific. So to have a theme that we talked about, the USP of it is that we have a quiz at the beginning. So I've got a bit of a multiple choice with really fun facts that most people are really blown away by. I mean, there are endless facts that you can find from really interesting things like the clitoris has 6,000 nerve endings, all the way through to 65% of women in the UK have got a vibrator. Like, you know, it's just kind of an endless array of facts that you can find about it. And then we've got some personal questions about whether or not women are into briefs, G-strings, tampons, moon cups, clitoral, G-spots. And I don't know if I'm allowed to say that on air, but I just said it.
You're fine.
And then we move on to something more serious. So with Natalie and June's episode, one of the things I really, really wanted to talk about and highlight is something that I found out in my work with Lady Garden is that there's a real epidemic within women of colour in this country in terms of childbirth and also just going for gynae checkups in general. So we focused on that mostly, didn't we? And why that might be happening. With Meg and Aeneas, it was very much about a mother-daughter relationship. Chloe Delavine came on, talked about cervical cancer. I had the girls from Sex Education on. They were sort of saying how they thought sex education should be. So I've just tried to really make sure that there's an actual focus of education. And I think people have really enjoyed that. It's interesting because it has meant that people have had a favourite episode, like a serious favourite episode, and it's quite weird because I get these kind of texts and emails from people or even DMs on Instagram going, oh, now you've nailed it. That's the episode. That's the one. And I'm like, okay, yeah, whatever. So, because everyone else thinks it's the other one. You know. But I don't mind. I think it's just really important. I felt like I wanted... It was very important for me to make sure that there was a really wide representation. Lady Garden, which is the most phenomenal project that I've started and we're doing amazing things, for whatever reason, has remained quite London-centric. And I would frighten to say slightly middle class. Yeah. And we're always fighting to change that. And I think we will in the end. We're about to do a huge partnership with Monsoon. I think the reach that Monsoon has will hopefully widen our reach with that project because, you know, to save lives and to get awareness around symptoms. But I wanted to make sure that the podcast had something for everyone in it. So yeah, other than I keep trying to get the men to listen to it and they're not listening to it. And I think they should, because I think they'll really learn something.
Well, so this is one of the things I wanted to ask you, which is, you know, when we're talking about this very simple fact, right, that men can see their genitals and women can't, so it's hard for us to know when things have changed, because we don't really know what the current state of play is anyway. And then if things change, we might not be aware of it. It seems to me that if you're a straight woman with a partner, somebody who should be aware of it should be the man in your life, right? Or if you are a gay woman with a partner. So actually, how do we start getting men to engage with this? Because if I suddenly saw a bump on my other half's penis that hadn't been there before, I would say something. You know, I'd be like, you need to go and get that checked out, babe. And I feel like actually the men would want to do that for women too, but they don't have that education. They don't know. Men don't understand how women's reproductive systems work. They're not taught this stuff. How do we start to engage them in a way that says, actually, this is just health in general? If you, in the same way that if your loved one has a cold, you would tell them to go and take some cold medicine. We need to be aware of each other's bodies.
I do think it's changing. Andrew McLean, one of her, on her episode, was saying one of the things that they're going to start doing is teaching menopause at school. And I think there's a big campaign to get to stop taking the boys out of the room when they teach about periods. I think it's important to delineate between the two different things, because I think having a bump on your penis versus having symptoms of cancer. Symptoms of cancer often, particularly gynae cancers, actually aren't visible. So I think I'm going to say, I'm not sure if this is right, but I would say we have to be responsible for ourselves around it. And one of the reasons that I want to blockbuster the shame that women carry around that area of their body is so that they won't... Because I think we shut down from it somehow. We like disconnect so that we're slightly disassociated from that area of our body. So many girlfriends of mine like, oh, I just don't know when my period comes. And I'm like, get the app. Like, if you don't know when your period comes, how can you possibly know if you're out of sorts? And actually, that's irregular bleeding is one of the signs of cervical cancer, at least not some of the others further along. And so I think just the symptoms of cancer don't tend to show on the outside until later. But coming back to your point, I completely agree with you. And I find it hard in my relationship. I find it actually really difficult still to talk about those things. It's something to do. I imagine it might be a bit to do with being British. I know that when they were studying anatomy and writing the anatomy books, they the church said that they couldn't talk about the reproductive area or sex or anything in the book. So we're on the back foot. And it is changing. But I just think the more that we talk to each other and the more you talk to someone about sex and bodies, the better time you're going to have, right?
Do you think our health service is improving? Because when we've talked about this topic on the show before, there's been times where people have gone to the doctor, women's pain isn't always taken seriously, you know, and I think... you know, there could be a range of stuff that goes on down there, and I sometimes feel like doctors will send you away and see if you come back. But do you think our health service is getting better at taking women seriously when they say that something's not quite right down there?
Yeah, I do, and I also think, again, it's our responsibility to fight for it. So I think that the NHS has changed dramatically in the last few years, and that there is a much better understanding. And I think that the campaigning that Lady Garden's done and Eva Peel and Joe's Cervical Trust, actually, I think it has kind of got through to the GPs. But a GP is a general practitioner. You know, they have a list of things that they're meant to check off. And actually, unless you go in a really bad way and have said, this has been going on now for 3 months and it's been recurring, how can they possibly know? So it's your job to go back and to keep an eye on your symptoms.
Brilliant. Amazing. Mika Simmons there talking all things Happy Vagina, the new podcast that she's launched. It's great. Do go check it out. Some amazing guests, including our very own Natalie Campbell.
You've been listening to Badass Women's Hour. If you like the show, then help more people find us. You can tag us or talk to us on social media using @BadassWomen'sHour. Or you can be really lovely and leave us a review and a rating. 5 stars, please. It helps boost us up the podcast rankings and allows other people to find us. We'll be back next week with more badass guests and in-depth chat.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.